If you ever catch really old movies on cable TV, you know that in the golden age of movie musicals, two male dancers dominated the screen: Fred Astaire, elegant in his top hat and tails, and Gene Kelly, earthy in loafers and t-shirts. Today is the centennial of Gene Kelly's birth, and NPR special correspondent Susan Stamberg lights 100 candles on Kelly's cake.
In his last MGM musical, Les Girls, 1957, Gene Kelly dances with Mitzi Gaynor to the Cole Porter song Gone About That Gal. About 3 minutes into the scene, Mitzi's sitting at a bar, and Kelly, after scooting across the floor on one knee, that's after skidding across a table on his bottom, Kelly leaps onto the top of the bar on one foot, slides down the bar on his right side, then grounds himself again for the rest of the duet. Wow. Pure Gene Kelly. Athletic, acrobatic, still astonishing, 5 years after his, or anybody's really, most famous movie dance of all.
I'm singing in the rain, just singing in the rain. What a glorious feel, and I'm happy again.
Splashing, puddling, dripping, grinning, Gene Kelly had a fever of 103 when he shot this number. That year, 1952, the Motion Picture Academy gave him an honorary award, his only Oscar, for versatility. Kelly was a dancer, actor, singer, director, choreographer, and hunky, virile. Not to put too fine a point on it, sexy, with his athlete's body, the biceps, the tight t-shirts.
He was that living image for male dancers.
Edward Villella, founding artistic director of the Miami Ballet, and this country's best-known hunky, virile male ballet dancer. Villella was influenced by Gene Kelly's movie dancing in the 1940s and 50s.
It was at a time when the male was not viewed as some kind of dancing entity. We were so used to westerns and frontier kind of masculinity. So the idea of a guy dancing was very, very foreign to American popular culture.
Gene Kelly was living proof that male dancers didn't have to be effeminate and shouldn't be stigmatized as sissies, which was the prevailing opinion in those days. His first wife, Betsy Blair, said Kelly democratized dance in movies. He came across as a regular guy, gave audiences the idea that they too could dance in the streets. But it was never easy. In 1982, Gene Kelly spoke about the hard work of dancing, a form of masochism, he called it.
You have to punish your body. Your muscles have to be tough enough and hard enough where you can pick up the girl, and at the same time, your legs have to be strong enough so you can jump over the table without taking 40 steps.
And make it look absolutely effortless and as if you're having so much fun.
So entertaining, so exuberant, so excited and happy to be there.
Arlene Croce, New Yorker magazine dance critic for 25 years. Croce says Gene Kelly, with his open, joyful, joyous style, got moviegoers smiling.
I think he's basically a comic dancer. First of all, he has this wonderful grin, a big face-filling grin. His timing is comic, and his voice is witty. He's a funny guy. And when he dances with kids, he's wonderful in that way.
Alors maintenant, une chanson américaine, an American song. Dis-moi.
There's Kelly in chinos, his sweatshirt sleeves pushed up, surrounded by French children in An American in Paris.
Rhythm.
I got.
Music.
I got.
My gal, who could ask for anything more?
Songs by George and Ira Gershwin, 6 Oscars, including Best Picture in 1951. As a kid, I went to see it 10 times at Loewy's 107th Street in New York. Yeah, we pronounced it Loewy's. Those were the days of double features, 2 movies for the price of 1, for about 40 cents then. You know how much of how many Saturdays it took me to see it 10 times? But who could resist? Gene Kelly, Leslie Caron, and that 16-minute ballet to the classic Gershwin symphonic tone poem? In addition to dancing, singing, and acting in An American in Paris, Gene Kelly also did the choreography. He mixed elements of ballet, tap, soft shoe, shuffle, all performed in that hunky Kelly fashion. Again, Arlene Croce.
Kelly, to me, is a very weighty dancer. He really gets into the floor, and his body develops this rhythm in connection with actual tap dancing.
Fred Astaire was a weightless dancer, lighter than air. Gene Kelly knew gravity intimately and knew how to dance with it. Kelly once said, "If Fred Astaire is the Cary Grant of dance, I'm the Marlon Brando." Apples and oranges, suave, sophisticated versus muscled Olympian. I met him once in 1982. He'd just been honored by the Kennedy Center and was about to speak at the National Press Club in Washington.
It's on record.
This is Susan Stanberg.
I did.
He was busy charming admirers before going out to speak. I was beside myself.
I'll walk you down the hall, if that's all right. I don't want to hold you up too much, but I'd love just about 2 minutes with you.
Chit-chat on the way?
Come on. Right, sure. Okay, you want to dance while we go?
Sure, I can hardly wait.
Dream on, dream on. He was 70 then, full of Irish charm and a spring in his walk, still, self-assured, distinguished, and that face-filling grin.
It's very clear our love is here to stay.
Gene Kelly was 83 when he died in 1996 after 2 strokes. Unacceptable for a person of his grace and speed. It's all still there, though. On this, his 100th birthday, the best way to celebrate is to sit by a screen somewhere and watch him dance. I'm Susan Stanberg, NPR News.
May just be passing.
A video of Gene Kelly dancing is at npr.org. It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm David Greene.